Our Book of Psalms is a compilation of five distinct books, or collections of poems. Altogether, those five books give us 150 psalms. Psalm 72, which concludes Book 2, focuses on kingship, on how those in political power ought to rule, how they ought to treat those living in their kingdom or their country. From the very first words, Psalm 72 declares that good kingship comes from God's judgment and righteousness. Only a godly king can be a truly great king. In verse 4, the psalmist insists that such a king will look after those on the margins of society, the simple folk, the children of the poor, and this is echoed in verses 12 and 13, which read, "For he shall deliver the poor when he crieth, the needy also, and him that hath no helper. He shall be favorable to the simple and needy, and shall preserve the souls of the poor." These radical ideas are so central to the psalmist's thinking that he felt compelled to repeat them. Also in verse 4, we learn that a just king is one who punishes wrongdoers. As news reports remind us daily, prosecuting wrongdoers who are powerful because of their wealth has never been easy. In verse 7, good kings produce an abundance of peace, a peace which lasts as long as the moon endureth. In verse 16, the psalmist says that an equitable and just society, which lives in peace, will also be a prosperous society. There shall be an heap of corn in the earth high upon the hills. In verse 17, the name of such a just and righteous king shall endure forever, and all the nations shall praise him. Finally, verses 18 and 19 bless Yahweh with wonderful words which conclude this very positive psalm, and words which also conclude this, the second book of Psalms. This psalm and book ends with not just one amen, but two, and our musicians do them justice.